April 2014 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the April 2014 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal highlight. Put God's laws first. The word religion literally means to tie back to God. The question we might ask ourselves is, are we securely tied to God so that our faith shows, or are we actually tied to something else? Many put other priorities ahead of God. God's laws must ever be our standard. In dealing with controversial issues, we should first search for God's guidance. The temptation to be popular may prioritize public opinion above the Word of God. Even if everyone is doing it, wrong is never right. I pray that you will be securely tied back to God, that His eternal truths will be etched on your heart forever. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Let Your Faith Show, Ensign, May 2014, pages 29, 30, and 31. Note, get ideas for evaluating your priorities at lds.org/go/priorities E814. Prophetic Promise, Hope. I suggest that you take both the short and the long view as you try to give the inheritance of hope to your family. There are things you can do early when those you love are young. Remember that daily family prayer, family scripture study, and sharing our testimony in sacrament meeting are easier and more effective when children are young. After all we can do in faith, the Lord will justify our hopes for greater blessings for our families than we can imagine. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, A Priceless Heritage of Hope, Ensign, May 2014, page 25. Note, find ways to leave a legacy for your family at lds.org/go/legacy E814. Go and do. President Thomas S. Monson asked us to take the time to read the conference messages when they are printed in the coming issues of the Ensign and Liahona magazines, for they are deserving of our careful review and study. From Until We Meet Again, Ensign, May 2014, page 115. Fill in the blank in the following sentences. 1. Coupled with prayer, blank carries the power to protect families. See lds.org/go/Reeves E814 or Linda S. Reeves, Protection from Pornography, A Christ-Focused Home, page 17. 2. Knowledge comes only through personal blank and blank. See lds.org/go/Packer E814 or President Boyd K. Packer, The Witness, page 94. 3. The gospel is not weight, it is blank. It carries us. See lds.org/go/Stevens E814 or Jean A. Stevens, Fear Not, I Am With Thee, page 83. 4. Obedience is a choice between blank and God's unlimited wisdom and omnipotence. Find out at lds.org/go/Perry E814 or see Elder L. Tom Perry, Obedience Through Our Faithfulness, page 103. Here are the answers to those questions. Answer number 1, the Book of Mormon. 2, prayer, pondering. 3, wings. 4, our own limited knowledge and power. Drawing parallels. Love. Some of the most important topics are addressed by more than one general conference speaker. Here is what three speakers said about love. To youth, take heart. Pure, Christ-like love flowing from true righteousness can change the world. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, The Cost and Blessings of Discipleship, page 8. To women, as we look beyond our differences in age, culture, and circumstance, we will be filled with the pure love of Christ. Bonnie L. Oscarson, Sisterhood, Oh, How We Need Each Other, page 121. To men, we have committed to be a people who love God and our neighbor, and who are willing to demonstrate that love through word and deed. That is the essence of who we are as disciples of Jesus Christ. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Are You Sleeping Through the Restoration? Page 61. Note, learn about what President Monson and others had to say about expressing love to all at lds.org/go/love-E814. End of April 2014 Conference Notebook. Read by Susie Venable.